From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. Warren Drake had success running the Zachary School District and then went over to the State Department of Education for a seemingly good gig working on curriculum. Now he's the acting and incoming superintendent of the East Baton Rouge Parish District. Why would he want to do that? Because this is where he started in 1974 as a teacher and then administrator before becoming Zachary's superintendent for its first 10 years after it broke away from the parish district. Warren Drake, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here today.
Are there things that you did in Zachary that you think can or should be replicated in East Baton Rouge? Or do you see this district as a completely different animal?
There's nothing that really I can say that we did in Zachary that has to be done here. One of the things we did have there was standards of performance. And we will generate something here that does the same thing. What is our dress code? What are the expectations that our principals have for our teachers? And what are the expectations that I, as a superintendent, have for my people? These things need to be written down. I'm a very good person to work for. I don't micromanage my people, but I have very high expectations. And then I give them all the latitude they need to achieve it.
You were a teacher and principal in the Baton Rouge District previously. Did you have a sense of high expectations and of the sort of, I don't know if discipline is the right word, but that sort of structure when you were teaching here?
Yes, I did. And I used to do the same thing any other teacher did when I started teaching. I would have the do's and the don'ts on the wall. Well, I began to realize that the do's and the don'ts are really not what we're about. It's more about character. So I changed and I put character words on the walls. And I finally got down to one word, respect. And they would come in and they would say, what are the rules? And I'd point to that word and they would say, that's it? And I would say, yes, respect. And one of the students would say, well, then we can bring candy to class. I said, yes, if you bring enough for everyone to have a piece of candy, because I'm going to be teaching, you're going to be learning, what's the big deal to have a piece of candy if everyone can have it? So the next day he brought a bag of candy, we passed it around, and we just taught and learned and worked. And at the end of the class, I said, Marvin, would you do that again tomorrow? Of course, Marvin realized that I can't do that every day.
So where were you teaching when Marvin brought his bag of candy?
I was at Terra High School teaching there.
And that was what class was?
Free Enterprise. Teaching government. So let me fast forward to being principal of Terra. The year before I got there, we had 3,000 referrals to the office with 800 students. Every time a teacher would send a referral to the office for discipline, what they're saying is, I've done everything I can do. Would you help me? Well, what you're doing is you're giving the authority to the assistant principal. Well, if you do that a lot, you have less and less authority in the classroom. So we started teaching teachers to be better managers in the classroom. And so I think we've lost a little bit of that. I think we see the administration as someone who disciplines, when the teachers have to see themselves as the first line in the disciplinary process.
Yeah. Switching gears slightly, of course, people are thinking about what happened with the St. George petition and with the Baton Rouge Registrar determining that the petition did not have enough valid signatures to make it onto a ballot. The plan for St. George to break away as a new city with a new school district is likely over at this point. What does happen now?
I've had an experience with a breakaway school district and what they wanted in Zachary, and I didn't have anything to do with the breakaway piece of it. I was the first paid superintendent there. But what they wanted was good schools and autonomy over their schools. And that may be able to happen down the road. And so over the period of this year, we're going to be working out in that area to make sure that I don't want to say satisfy the people out there. What I want to say is produce a product so good that the people who live there will not only be proud of what they have there, but also people in those private schools will take a second look at what we have out there and maybe move back.
Is there a conflict there? You know, is it difficult to both create schools that are going to appease certain vocal parts of the district, but also, you know, really buoy up the schools in other parts of the city that may really need extra resources?
Well, I don't want to try to appease anyone. That's not what we're going to try to do. What we're going to try to do is make our schools better. Every school in our parish needs to be better. They need to be better in Southeast Baton Rouge. They need to be better in North Baton Rouge. The fact of the matter is 60% of our students live north of Florida Boulevard, and there have been several schools taken over there. We're not servicing our kids up there like we need to be serviced. They're being moved into schools that are south of Florida Boulevard. We need to change that, and we're working on changing that. And I think we will have that solved within the next year. We just need to provide more opportunities that are quality opportunities in North Baton Rouge. But at the same time, we do need additional spaces in Southeast Baton Rouge. We probably need a new school in Southeast Baton Rouge. We probably need a new school south of LSU area. So we're going to be looking at all of those things as we move forward. Right now, my concentration is getting good principals in place and getting good teachers in place.
What do you think is going to be the hardest thing jumping into this job?
Just changing the way we do business. For a period of years, we've worked in silos. I think our principals and our staff and our teachers are just hunkered down and just said, this is my little world. I'm going to just do my little world. We have to have a bigger picture. I don't think we think big enough. We have to have the thought process that what we're doing is changing the world.
Warren Drake is the acting and incoming superintendent of the East Baton Rouge Parish Schools. Thanks for being here, and I really hope that we get a chance to catch up again in the next few months.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.